Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Oh yes, this is the place for the boss sounds for today's best radio, Ivory Towers Radio, IVT Radio, where it's all about the music, podcasting from the underground nerve center deep underneath Fort Gaines in the nation's capital. I'm Rockin' Rick Rockwell in D.C., co-host Jammin' Jeff Siegel's out in the Big D, the Metroplex, none other than Dallas, Tejas. We open up our special flashback show this week with IVT Radio fave Nick Lowe.
Ooh, Rick, Nick Lowe, I love my label. This week, Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast, rocking new songs, old songs, all songs, less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, you just heard the longest song in the whole show to top it off. Just one tick longer than three. This is the 3 Minute Wonder Show, so get ready, get set, because we're blasting off with lots of rock and roll. And now it's time for new music from the Botticellis.
This I'm taking a long way home. You can't tell me where my mind's allowed to go. You wanna know every stranger here, we won't talk. It's not Alaska without the snow.
voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
Appearing live in concert one night.
some time to think.
Stop. That's the sound of the band called Against Me. That's off their 2007 critical hit, New Wave. Lots of new music in that set, starting with the Botticellis. Old Home Movie, and also in there, Paul Weller, 22 Dreams. What's your reaction, Jammin' Jeff?
Against Me. Stop. I'm still dancing, Rick. Wow, what a song. Paul Weller, jamming after all these years.
He's still got that New Wave stuff going, doesn't he?
It's amazing. It doesn't get any better than this on Ivory Towers Radio in the Underground Podcast headquarters, does it?
It doesn't get any faster. It doesn't get filled with any more adrenaline. Okay, now you could tell people what we're doing, Jeff.
I'm sorry. What we're doing, to tell the listeners out there, is we've been talking about this show for a very long time, and I apologize. We were going to try to keep it going a little longer, but I cracked up too much. This is how radio used to be when Rick and I were growing up in the 60s and early 70s before FM radio. If you put on the car radio, and you put it on AM, WLS in Chicago, any of the big stations in New York, WRNO in New Orleans, that's what it sounded like. Disc jockeys talking fast, playing the number one hit every 45 minutes, every 30 minutes, depending on the format, and we wanted to try and do a little bit of that this week.
Sometimes as much as every 20 minutes, you might hear the number one song for that week. I don't know how much espresso those guys had to be able to keep that up, because that is just a tremendous pace.
And I think they were using something a little stronger than espresso.
That wouldn't be any kind of pill, now, would it?
I believe we call that methamphetamine.
Yeah, some people call them diet pills, right? Or or maybe at the time there would have been all sorts of names for them. Reds strike
Benny?
The particular Bennies, yeah.
I'm trying to remember from watching Jack Webb do it on Dragnet what it was.
Yeah, and do we sound like Jack Webb at this point, trying to list those things that that Jack Webb had just about no knowledge of?
No, that's very true. Hopefully, we know a little bit more about what we're talking about than a guy standing very stiffly on screen reading from a script. No, I apologize once again, Rick, for giggling there and not being able.
Well, we knew when we started off with the idea of this particular show that we might giggle our way through it, and who knows, we might pick it up again as we go. But to get back into our normal vein, we have our usual special events that come up even in our 3-Minute Wonder Show. Do we not, Jeff?
We do. We have all of our regular features, including Jeff's New Wave, where we're going to play one of my all-time favorite songs.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Ramones, Rock and Roll High School, all 2 minutes and 17 seconds of it. And who said you need to have a 4.5 minute song? That's from, of course, Rock and Roll High School, perhaps the world's greatest rock and roll movie ever made. Vince Lombardi High, the luscious PJ Souls, and I almost wish it was 1981 again. Almost being the key word there, Rick.
And that's not even going to be the shortest song on this show, believe it or not.
Of course it's not, because we're dealing with musical geniuses here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. We can do even better than that, can't we?
Indeed we can. And speaking of musical geniuses, the combination of the Ramones on that particular song and their producer for that number, that some might call a mad genius of rock and roll. Do you want to fill us in on that a little bit, Jeff?
Are we talking about the criminally challenged Phil Spector there, Rick?
Well, we are. And interestingly enough, if you catch that new Ramones rockumentary, whatever you want to call it, that's out there right now on cable TV, you'll hear the Ramones speak about Phil Spector holding them hostage, literally, at gunpoint to watch TV with him, among other fun things. And in some ways, that particular recording with Phil Spector may have actually laid the seeds for lots of enmity in the band, promoting Joey Ramone more to the leader of the band than he ever had been at that particular time, because Phil Spector loved Joey Ramone's voice and really wanted to play him up. And it changed the entire dynamic of the band after that one record that they cut with the mad genius.
Well, the problem with that, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and say that Phil Spector is a sane, rational human being, but in terms of talent in the Ramones, it's not like the rest of the guys do very much. I don't mean this in a bad way, because their inability to play their instruments well has always been one of the band's best things.
I want you to know that the Ramones lead player, lead with quotation marks around it, but named one of the top, I think, 50, if not top 100 guitarists in rock and roll history by our least favorite magazine. So there's some respect there for the Ramones, even more now and more post facto after the band broke up and most of the members are dead than there ever was at the time when they were around.
Well, someday when we're not doing 3 minute songs, we can discuss whether the Ramones could actually play or not. And then we can discuss whether Philip Glass's symphonies that don't include music are actually music. But right now, I think we need to get back to rock and roll!
You heard it, brother.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Hardcore punkers, Black Flag from the 1980s, doing the rock classic, Louie Louie. And that is inspiring, is it not, Jeff?
I have heard Louie Louie done almost every single way possible. But if we want to talk about stripping it to its very essence, I believe we've come extremely close right there.
I guess, as usual, I'll get us in trouble, but who did the original Louie Louie?
That would be the Kingsman.
Yes, indeed, the Kingsman. And I wonder if those guys heard that version, what they would think.
I think they would be laughing all the way to the bank. They've always been, I have not paid attention to this in a very long time, but during a period of my life, I was a bit of a Louie Louie scholar, and the Kingsmen always took their role in that song very seriously. And well, I think they would appreciate this take on it.
I will say this. There has always been debate, although we knew better, about what they were really singing in that song. And the one thing about Black Flag and their version there, and how stripped down it is, and how raw it is, you can actually hear all of the words, believe it or not, even for folks who are challenged by vocals in rock and roll. And so I think the mystery is now cleared up and the myth dissolved by that particular version.
Rick, let me ask you a question here. Ordinarily, and I don't know because it's a three-minute show if it fell by the wayside, but isn't this about the time where you tell everybody about the Ivory Towers blog that goes with the podcast?
I am so glad you said that, Jeff, because I did forget to talk about the blog earlier as we had planned because both of us were rolling on the ground so much laughing at the silliness of ourselves. And usually we're a lot more straightforward, and some people would say too sober for our own good. But if you would like to talk about more musicology and more background on music, we have the Ivory Towers blog, and we also talk about sports and politics, culture, so much more. You can find us online at http://, that's Ivory Towers, all one word with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
I think complete heaviosity has been achieved. That is a group called Beneath the Massacre with a song called The Surface. Jeff, there's our Canadian band for the week, a Canadian heavy metal band. We don't often get around to one of those, and that is from their 2007 release, The Mechanics of Dysfunction. Certainly sounds a bit like The Mechanics of Dysfunction, don't you think?
I think it's past heavy often. I think that's black hole often.
Well, there's
that's the band collapsing on itself.
There is such a thing as black metal, and I'm sure that some heavy metal aficionados would give us a debate about what exactly is black metal, but I would say that band, that Canadian band, Beneath the Massacre, certainly gets us there to black metal.
Rick, we've been silly, we've been serious, and now it's time for me to give the email address so that everyone can go, please, would you guys stop acting like a bunch of old farts? Email, Ivory Towers Radio, it's all about the music! Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ, radio@att.net.
One more time!
Ivory Towers Radio @att.net!
Music 63 0.
We have been promising for weeks, to get in new music from Nine Inch Nails, the band that has two new releases out this year. And that is one of those songs from Ghosts. 12 Ghosts 2 is what you just heard, Nine Inch Nails. And before that, before all that wonderful sounds from St. Louis. What is that, Jeff?
That's a caller coming in and telling us they love the music here on Ivory Towers Radio. They're looking to play some more new music, some more old music.
Well, we hope that's exactly right out of the past and right where we started this show. Starting us off, we heard, don't you hear the difference? Man, what 50 years has done for radio. People can actually talk in real voices as opposed to that compressed sound that we all like and love. Starting us off, My Dad Is Dead is the name of the group, and an instrumental just simply called Untitled. Since that is a little set with lots of music, instrumental music with strange titles, more or less. On Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And this week, the music is all 3 minutes and under our 3 Minute Wonder show. So, Jeff, any reaction to that?
I was just about to ask you, is that your Father's Day song, from My Dad Is Dead?
Well, the truth is my dad is dead. And so I guess that could be the Father's Day song. I was going to try to stay away from the Father's Day reference, and I didn't put it in there because Father's Day is this week. But that is a band that I've been trying to get in the mix for quite a long time. I think a very interesting band. And so there they are. And for those who may take that the wrong way, it was not meant to be an insult to anyone. And I'm sure the band has a reason for why they have that name on their release, but there's at least, I don't know, that band must have at least half a dozen releases out, so I'm glad we finally got to one of them.
Much good music this week. Much good new music this week.
So
much
Jeff,
good short music this week.
What was our caller asking for a request?
Our caller wanted to know if we could play some hits. Play the hits. I can't do that.
We're playing the hits. We're playing them all the time, and now we've got more.
Stay tuned.
We are high in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/Ivory Towers with a Z Radio. One more time, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Like I'm holding you tonight. Too many. look so fine, but don't come back for a second time. Well, you can't hide from the turning of the tide. Set eyes on a woman before. Did you tell you that you love your darling forevermore? Pretty little shoes, cheap perfume, creaking bed in the hotel room. Oh, you can't hide from the turning of the tide. Shabby dress. Did they find some tender moment there in your caress? The boys all say you look so fine, but don't come back for a second time. You can't hide from the turning of the tide.
Silver and gold. stand still. Who could have possibly thought it would go so fast? But it certainly did. Now you find yourself caught with less future than past. You're no longer once as a boy, time weighed heavy on your hands. You couldn't wait to be a man, and now you cry. Oh, it's so hard to laugh, and you can't understand why you can't turn time around. Your hourglass once had a top hat that was filled full of sand, but it's all trickled.
Radio 6300 St. Louis. If you find somebody who loves the world and people, vote them in an office. Look just a little deeper. Don't suck up the art, strip mine this whole earth. Change, and you know it is time for change, and that's square biz. Unify a little fire before we die. Stop the money made at the cost of life. If you see what I'm saying, time for change. You know, find a new path we can share. Time for change, and you know it is time for change, and that's square biz. Unify a little fire before we die. Stop the money made at the cost of life. If you see what I'm saying, time for change.
John, Eric Clapton, Time for a Change. And we would all agree to that. That's off Dr. John's brand new album, I believe just out last week. Started the set off with Richard Thompson, the legendary folkie, Turning the Tide from 1988. Then, Death Cab for Cutie, quite possibly the shortest song ever done by a major band that will be some kind of hit. That was called You Can Do Better Than Me. And then Loudon Wainwright III and his ex-wife, Kate McGarrigle, Over the Hill. And Rick, did you know Anna McGarrigle, who is Kate's sister, wrote Heart Like a Wheel that Linda Ronstadt had her first big hit with, or one of her first big hits?
I did not know that, but the McGarrigle sisters are certainly well-known, and they're also featured on a new album that's out this week by one of our favorites, Emmylou Harris, who I really wanted to get in the show somehow, but couldn't find a song that that fit the format, the top 40 format. See what happens when you put a top 40 format in? You can't get everything in that you like. But that new album from Emmylou Harris is supposed to be great, and we'll have some music from that coming up sometime in the next few weeks. I can guarantee, as they might say down in the swampland where Dr. John is oh so popular. Let me mention, just for accuracy's sake, this week we're having a lot of fun. That Death Cab for Cutie song is not even the single from that particular album. Although, I'll tell you, you play that song next to that particular ID that says it's a number one hit, and it sounds like a number one hit. So I'm guessing somebody better get smart and put that song on the radio somewhere. It sounds like a radio hit. It really does. I also wanted to make note that Death Cab for Cutie release is one of the albums in the Amazon Top 10. And so if we have been playing some different things from the Amazon Top 10 for those who accuse us of being so far underground that we never play anything popular, we just always manage to find the alternative tracks. And I would also make note, since we're talking about format and Top 40, and that is some of what we tried to appropriate this week, the number one album on the Amazon list is by Coldplay, Viva La Vida, and that particular album has no song under 3 minutes long. So in the old days, I'm not sure it would have got played on the radio.
Play the hits, only the hits, on Ivory Towers Radio.
IVT Radio, where it's only the hits and the shortest hits possible.
I do want to say something. Richard Thompson, who we also have neglected shamefully here.
And I've got some wonderful Richard Thompson. So if you're challenging me,
I've got some great stuff to put on. No. It's not a challenge. It's just, once again, as we were talking about last week, there's so much music that we need to play, and it just takes us a while to get to it, because I'm listening to that Richard Thompson song, which is from 1988, and it's, you know, not something he was famous for. It's certainly not one of his best songs, and damn, that's a fine song.
Wonderful song, and Thompson doesn't get his due. He's on tour right now, and he came through D.C., I guess, about 6 weeks ago, and I noticed, and it's he advertises the tour as 1,000 years of folk music. And indeed, he plays songs going all the way back into the Celtic tradition. And so he's an interesting guy, and somebody who I'd like to play a lot more of on the show. So the gauntlet is down, and we'll play some more Richard Thompson coming up. But as they say in Top 40 Radio, more, more, more.
Stand by!
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Yeah. Put my life in your hand.
What more can I do to prove my love for you? O.V. Wright, Ivory Towers Radio, the Underground Podcast.
Tell it, Jeff, tell it.
Ooh, I love that shout and call, that call and shout. And anybody who says that rock and roll has nothing to do with soul, which has nothing to do with gospel, Rick, they need to go back in the classroom. They need to put their heads back in the books, and they need to study it again.
I thought rock and roll was all about getting out of the classroom.
Well, that's why I'm punishing them, by making them go back. We started out with a band that could well become one of my favorites, Backdoor Slam, a group of very young 20-something English men, a song called Lay Down Low. They've got actually a brand new record out. Didn't have any songs less than 3 minutes, but this is one of their earlier recordings. And in the middle, an Ivory Tower's favorite, Robert Gray, doing the old Willie Dixon tune, Too Many Cooks. And Rick, I got to tell you, you know, growing up in Chicago, growing up with the blues, Willie Dixon, Muddy Waters, it was great to hear that WLS 89, WLS.
It brings some memories back, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, it does. Can I tell my Larry Lujack story very quickly before we get out of here?
Quickly. It's the time to tell it.
Larry Lujack used to do Morning Drive on WLS, which was the AM, one of two AM top 40 stations in Chicago. Larry Lujack, quite possibly the greatest disc jockey of all time. He's up there with the rest of them. One day, Larry Lujack played Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode. I'm driving to work. And then all of a sudden, I heard, oh no, the needle scratched. And he played the song again. He played them back to back, one right after the other. And all I could think of was, boy, somebody in an office somewhere, some boss, is going, Lujack!
But that's the kind of song that you want to hear back to back.
Oh, that was, and that just, you know, right then and there, I knew rock and roll was for me. That was something.
Well, we started this show with Nick Lowe embracing rock and roll, but also talking about the limitations of rock and roll and the rock and roll business. There's a line in that song that we started off with, I Love My Label, where he says the record company wants everything at 2 minutes and 50 seconds, even though that song actually clocks in at 3:01, and was the longest song that we heard on this particular 3 minute wonder show. Every song, except for that one, under 3 minutes long. It's something, Jeff. This is exactly what radio used to sound like in the olden days.
And you know what? If we knew what we were doing and I didn't giggle, it still sounds pretty good.
Well, this show actually proves that you can put an Ivory Towers radio show, the normal music that we would play, into that format, and it would work. Except we add a few other things in.
A few little giggles. Oh, Rick,
go ahead, please.
I was going to say, before we do go, I need to tell our listeners, they need to make sure, no matter how much we may have alienated them this week, we need to tell them to be sure next week we've got a special, special, special show coming up.
Indeed, the origins of rock and roll next week, a special expanded show to make up for all the time that we didn't use up this week.
Be there! Ivory Towers Radio! Rock and Roll's origin! The dawn of time!
Yes, rock and roll back at the dawn of time. So, thank you, Jeff. Thanks to our listeners. And thanks for joining us this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host down in the Big D, and Jeff Siegel, I'm Rick Rockwell. Join us again next time.